It's Finky and the brain, 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 brain. I am brain and that is Finky.
Where? I'm looking for him right now. Where are you, Finky? Where is Pinky hiding?
Okay, but
wait,
we know what it
is. The mirror?
We know what it
are
is.
You calling
we
yourself
know
Pinky?
What it
makes
is.
Sense.
I am the brain.
You know, I was,
that's Pinky.
I was even about
it's
to
Pinky
say in the
and
beginning.
The brain, and welcome to this week's episode of Dirty Laundry. So, Pinky, what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about, Pinky? I'm waiting for Pinky to answer. Pinky seems to be quite shy today.
So why are you talking about yourself in third person?
I was speaking Pinky stead.
Why are you speaking about yourself in third person, Pinky?
Answer yourself, Pinky. Pinky again seems to not be speaking.
You know.
My
you
goodness.
Know, you're sounding crazy, right?
How he can is you... so shy. Come on, man, speak up.
What are we speaking about on today's episode?
Okay, since Pinky is so shy, I'll tell the listeners, and Ellie said viewers there, is watching freaking the audio effect.
Technically, that counts though.
Watching the progress bar on the the podcast. But today, we have a very interesting topic. I'd say so myself. Mm. You know, something quite that could bring about numerous debates, fights even, you know. Children being told to leave homes.
If they bring this topic up,
relationships
with
breaking up. You know.
Marriages.
Divorcing. If this topic is brought up. But aliens.
What?
Or more specifically, UFOs.
No.
Mm-hmm. We just went there.
Did you just go there?
Just
okay, but before
there.
You fully go there, here is Samuel Day. Stand through this.
Look at myself in the mirror again. Am I gonna stand through this? I'm gonna stand through this. Deciding who I'm gonna be now and then. Am I gonna stand through this? Yeah, I'm gonna stand. Deciding who I'm gonna be
this is Alice, Active Star 2012. You're listening to Active FM. Yeah, man.
Let's go there. Let's talk about aliens and UFOs. So, there's this show, right?
All right.
In a specific country.
Specific country. All right, yes. All right.
Can you guess what country the show was in?
I'm thinking the only country aliens go to in movies. The only country that seems to exist.
The only countries that aliens are interested in. Because they're not interested in the rest of us.
Ever.
Like we aliens don't exist. Are just, you know,
like
and
a
I
world map
why.
To aliens. It's just the USA.
You know, only
it's just America.
USA, UFO, maybe they feel like, you know, they are.
You know, because something going there. You know what I'm saying? I see.
So there's this show, right, called 60 Minutes. And it's basically a show that's got a whole bunch of different documentaries, right?
Right.
And they recently came up with this one documentary that reports that the government is now actually confirming that UFOs are very real, but they still remain undefined. So they're basically telling their people that, okay, look, there's UFOs, but we don't know. So yes, but we don't know.
So yes, but no.
Yes, but no. Yes, and yes, but no.
Yes, but actually no. You know what's interesting, Naomi?
What is interesting?
The whole topic of UFOs actually came out last year. Hey, it started last year with the US government. But because so much crazy stuff was happening last year, I think it just flew under the radar of most people.
I think people were just too focused on, like, life.
It's just last year in general. You know, the year was just trying to kill us.
Nobody, if somebody told you last year that aliens are real, they'll just put it aside and be like, okay, it's fine.
Just add that to the list.
Like, you know, just add it to the list. Like, it's fine. It's actually fine.
Yeah, true.
So apparently, in the last 15 years, there have been more than 5,500 UFOs sightings.
Oh my word, that's a lot.
In America.
Of course. The birthplace.
The motherland.
Aliens.
The
tourist attraction.
Promised land for the aliens. I don't know. What is it that the Americans are doing that is so intriguing to the aliens?
Well, I guess mainly if you look at the movies, like the movies are made in America, majority of the popular alien movies. So it would make sense, you know, to represent the country you're making the movie in.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the actual matter of that, this is no longer like just conspiracy theory kind of like material just coming out of some conspiracy theorists, you know, sitting together in a room like, oh, I have this image. I saw that. I saw this.
But now it's actually the government. Is that the government is basically just like confirming reports, right?
Yeah.
So what people are reporting is like somebody on the 16th of March this year reported that they saw an object that was flying like very, very low beneath the sky for 5 minutes. They didn't know what this object was, and they reported it as an unidentified flying object. But what if it's a drone, and I just don't know that it's a drone?
True. Yeah, so, you know, one of the theories also out there, especially by the popular since, like right now in this day and age, I think majority of the mindset, especially with aliens, it's more like a fairy tale myth, really.
Yeah.
It's like believing in unicorns, pretty much, at this point. So one of the mindsets, which is, and I think I lean more to that idea of that, it could just have been, like, as you say, be it a drone, or be it even, you know, some classified military tech.
Exactly.
You know, that maybe the U.S. was testing out in their own pilots. You get what I'm
saying?
It could be. But what's interesting, though, is why would their own Pentagon come out and say, we don't know what this is? Because I'm like, there's no reason to really do
because
that yourself.
One thing I've learned, I don't know how true this is, but like from all the movies that they bring out is that these people are so secretive. Like they'd rather deny something than be like, yes, it was us doing this, because then you almost have to answer to the people.
But then why take the step of coming out and saying, hey, look at all this footage we have. We don't know. Why not just keep quiet about it?
I don't think it's them that's saying, okay, look,
It's actually the U.S. government.
They're just confirming what people are seeing. Like somebody else reported that they saw like a super bright light over one of the cities on February the 27th this year also. So it's like, okay, so this is now in the newspapers. Now is the government going to confirm or deny? They're going to obviously go and confirm
it. How far this goes? Barack Obama actually came out to the statement quite recently.
Saying
about
that
he once asked about this when he was in office. About, you know, UFOs and stuff. And it was confirmed that, yes, there was evidence of UFOs, footage of UFOs that they had that was just not let out publicly at the time. So not to say that they're aliens. It's just to say that these objects we saw flying around or behaving erratically in the sky.
Yeah.
Some pilots even coming out, like especially like recently, there have been pilots also now coming out. Speaking about their own experiences, like U.S. Military pilots and stuff.
Yes, I've also heard about the pilots who have actually seen like...
Exactly, it's behaving in a specific way, moving in a way that doesn't... That would almost go against physics, if I can say, in a way, but just how it moves and propels itself, changes freaking velocity and all that. But and of previous to this, of course, I was reading also something that was saying... one pilot mentioned it would be like committing, pretty much, if I can say, social suicide as a pilot saying, hey, you saw an UFO, you just lose your pilot's license, all that stuff. You just wouldn't be let out to like, be flying and all that other action. But now a lot of these guys are now even coming out speaking about, stuff they have seen.
Yeah.
So again, it goes to that thing of they haven't said it's aliens. Just we don't know what this is. It's just something we saw. We just didn't know what it is.
So now my question is, okay, Sharp, we have UFOs, man.
Yeah.
Now what? Like,
I guess.
Now what? Like, are we going to go and investigate? Are we just going
to... Well, there isn't like, really anything to investigate because you don't know where this object came from, where it
I don't
went.
Like not knowing. Like, how can you say, okay, we don't know. We don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Go and know. Go and find out.
We don't know. I think it's okay to not know something.
No, it's not okay because these people literally, like, they want to know everything. Like, you know, scientists go and study things that nobody even...
But this will not benefit humanity in any way. So I guess that's why there isn't such a big...
Half of these things don't benefit humanity in any ways, but we're still doing it. So can they just... Go and inquire, you know?
Who will they inquire from?
They must follow this UFO to wherever it's going, you know? Like, can't just come into our skies and then, boom, nothing.
Listen to a lot of the reports. It's usually the whole gets into sighting, does something, gets out of sighting.
Okay, but like, guys, don't we have like satellites watching the skies and stuff? Can't we just follow it?
I think it's a lot of effort to expand.
So then why reason? Confirm? Why confirm? Then rather just be like, hey guys.
It's like, you know, like right now, it's like the whole, us coming out knowing, okay, there's a whole lot of, there are other planets, you know, in this galaxy that we just don't know.
Yeah, but look, people are going to Mars to go find out, like, what is going on in Mars.
Yeah,
so why don't we want to find out what's going on?
In our solar system, we know there are other planets outside of the,
because we can't reach them yet.
Pretty much, then look at the UFOs like that as well. We can't reach them yet.
We can reach them. If you can see it, you can have it. my planet, my property. As soon as they have entered our planet.
This is where I would ask us to just walk out of the building, you know, point at a star. You can see it. Just grab the star, you know, put it in your pockets.
It doesn't work like that. You have to, after hard work and determination, then you can have it, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, again, it goes... I guess that's the thing also. Some people are just not even taking this, paying much attention to this. Like, okay, it's that, unidentified flying objects. Okay, cool, sharp. Then you just carry on with your life.
You know what's funny is that I saw this one meme. It goes, so the government says there are UFOs, aliens exist.
Yeah.
People, what is the government hiding? And then when the government says there's no such thing, like they do not exist, people, what is the government hiding? So either way, the government can't win. So
exactly.
Shame.
Exactly.
It must
you
be
know,
hard.
I'm one of those, I'm sitting on the fence here. On the one side, I'm like, okay, this doesn't change my day to day in any sense.
Yeah.
also on the other side, I'm just one of those chaotic energies that are just hoping, like, this is like, this builds into something crazy. Like, I want this year to be lit. I need to be like 2020 level, whereby.
Listen, 2020 has been lit for the next decade.
Like, okay, I wanted to get there, like. I don't know. Okay, maybe people shouldn't get hurt, but like maybe one of these UFOs things that like blowing places up or something, you know.
People are gonna get hurt if you start blowing.
No, maybe somewhere there's no people. You get what I'm saying? Like in the sea, they're just shooting at the sea or just doing some weird, like actually unexplained stuff that's like caught on like footage on like national television. Like I think that would be pretty exciting for the year, man. Of course, it's just my own my nerd brain going off, but I think it'd be pretty cool to have something like that, you know, lighten up the year
with aliens.
Like, I mean, there's like news helicopters
and
like
you heard it here first,
a whole bunch of like news people, like, we don't know what this thing is, and like we can see it like live, and we don't know what it's doing. What's going on here? We haven't
that
been able
be cool.
to exactly. That's
but
what I'm
be
saying.
Freaky at the same time.
I know, but it would be so cool.
As much as it would be cool. Please, Jesus, don't. Because one thing you can bank on, you can put all your money on this, is that humans will provoke the aliens, and then what? They are going to attack us. And it's not just going to be America that's going to be attacked. We are going to be attacked.
But that's if these things are even aliens. For all like we know, it's just tech from different, like, intelligences, you know, around the world.
Yeah.
Could be Russian tech. What if it's North Korean tech? Yeah. What if it's American tech?
Also, basically,
what if it's Chinese tech?
People that we don't like.
No, I don't think, like, all of this stuff, we don't know. Like, I really don't believe in the whole alien argument.
Okay,
I'm one of those that would say it isn't.
People have, like, been abducted and they come back and they say,
you see, that's one of those things you can't, it's like, you know, when you go into witness testimonies, it goes into that thing. You can't really confirm or deny what he's saying because it's like his experience. I would need to have been there to disprove what he's saying, but I also wasn't there to prove what he's saying, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm just one of those. It's like unicorns, man.
Listen, do you believe that unicorns exist?
Nope.
Okay. Do you believe that mermaids exist?
Nope. It doesn't make sense.
What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
Why would a mermaid exist?
Why not?
They have no reason to exist.
What
like,
you have no
what,
reason to
what,
exist.
What, like, what, especially biologically, what sort of processes need to make, take place for a mermaid to exist? Like, the reason, especially we look the way we look, you know, we're bipedal and stuff, we walk the way we walk and whatever. The specific functions we need to be serving, you know, right now on the ground, right now, as we are.
Yes.
Our hands look this way so we can do specific things.
Yes.
Our legs work this way because we're above ground and all that stuff. Fish look the way they look because they're underwater. You get what I'm saying? That's why a lot of the marine animals you see look pretty much similar. Even though you can look at the...
But mermaids have scales also. And
but then why do you have hands? Why would you need hair? Why would you have eyebrows? Why do you have hands?
You are half human, half
fish. Why?
Because you wanted to be. I don't know why people become mermaids.
For me, it just doesn't make sense for it to exist. You get what I'm saying there?
Yeah.
Like, look at mammals that are underwater. A whale.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It looks the way it looks because of the environment it lives in. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, so then mermaids look the way they look because of the environment that they're in and also when they come out of that environment.
They need to just be a frog, you know, an amphibian. Because you have amphibians, you know, that are underwater or above water. And
okay,
they look the
we
way
are
they
going
look.
So
I know,
off
we
track,
are, it's,
yes.
a, it's, a, it's a proper
okay,
tangent.
Listen.
We took a...
Aliens, yes or no?
What's the noise? So no, I think, yeah, the very interest. Yeah, I think it's just, yeah, unidentified stuff, man, that's happening in the skies. You know, it could even be natural phenomena. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's such a thing as ball lightning, which like freaked people out for a long time.
Yeah.
Up until scientists kind of started to see like, oh, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, finding out what it is that causes this. So instead of a bar lightning strike, it's like a ball of lightning.
Yeah.
Instead. But yeah, it could be some, you know, one of those kind of things where...
Okay, so aliens, yes or no?
No.
UFOs, yes or no?
Yes, we're not saying it's an alien, it's just an unidentified flying object.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
so me,
the very government, the US government and the Pentagon came out to Barack Obama. Even Trump was even saying stuff. Even the Prime Minister of, I forgot, another country as well.
Yeah.
Like, he also came out to this last year as well. Some of the stuff was like last year already.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it almost starts to play with, you know, like Donald Trump wanting Space Force. They're like, hey, what's going on here? What do these guys actually know? Like, he wants pretty much a military for space.
Yeah.
So it was, interesting.
We might need it, you know.
I wonder.
But I feel like we will.
So aliens, no, UFOs, yeah, it's now a thing, actually.
It's now a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, me, UFOs, yes. Aliens, yes. I don't believe that aliens are weird-looking, funky, scary things. I believe that aliens are demons. So it's not like whatever they make it out to look like in the movies. Like, you know, those fancy, weird, big eyes, egg-shaped head type of. But, yeah, I think that people who have been abducted and being tortured by aliens have actually had, like, encounters with demons.
Interesting.
That's what I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm allowed to believe that because that's my opinion.
True,
take it
very true.
Or leave it. That was today's show. Thank you so much for indulging with us as we rambled about aliens.
And UFOs.
And UFOs.
Mostly
and mermaids.
UFOs. I guess we kind of did go there.
We did go there. Aliens and mermaids. Aliens and mermaids. Yeah. Thank you so much. That is it from me, Naomi.
Awesome. Cheers.
Also known as The Brain. And Besten, also known as Pinky. Here's Active Worship, Vision and Dreams. Until next time. Peace.
Join the Active FM show and well then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
Of your spirit, the unknown is revealed through the power of the fourth dimension. Remind me of your endless mercy. When the wind starts to blow, when I find it hard to see my direction, I may not feel it yet, but you work it out, Lord. I'll keep believing. Jesus, you're my breakthrough. All things work together for my good.
two,